Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mate, Jess and I were just talking about your new album, Strange Loop, before we caught up with you, and we're saying that it's nice just to hear some real music.
No offence to anyone else, no. But it's just so easy to listen to. We're so looking forward to Thursday night for you to bring this show to Devonport, to our doorstep, playing at Tapas from 8 o'clock. We can't wait. It's the sort of music that captures everyone in the room that you can just sit back and enjoy and appeals to such a broad demographic as well. So we're loving the new album.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Now, last time we spoke, you were just about to head to Tassie for Skyfields. That's sort of a blip on the radar now, isn't it?
It doesn't seem that long ago, but wow, that was such a fantastic show. What an amazing location. We had a great time there. So, hopefully they'll be, putting on more shows year after year. It's a really beautiful spot for a gig.
It was a fantastic spot. Bit of a cold night in true Tassie spirit. We loved it. I will say, though, I was a little bit disappointed. I was in line waiting for my Turkish bread when you started, and I think it might have been a couple of minutes before schedule because of the weather that we'd had the day before. Things maybe didn't quite run to the schedule that I was expecting, and I remember thinking, oh, no, I'm torn. Do I wait for my Turkish bread that I've paid for and I'm standing in line, or do I just fly back down to the stage to get front row centre?
I think if you've been lining up for a while, you've got to reach your destination and get something to eat. You'll enjoy the show more if your stomach's not growling at you.
This is true, yeah, and that is what I did. But don't worry, by Thursday night I'll be there on time and waiting to watch your performance. What can we expect from the show?
This time it's just me and my acoustic guitar, so it's a lot more stripped back, but... That often makes for a lot more fun, When I don't have a band on stage with me waiting around for me to start the next song, I tend to get a bit chatty. So the solo shows can be, it can verge on stand-up comedy sometimes because it's just very relaxing standing there by yourself with a guitar and a microphone and a room full of people. You tend to sort of interact with the audience a lot more.
Well, Thursday night's venue really lends itself to that as well. We've often found that in this particular venue, sometimes people will literally end up sitting cross-legged on the carpet at your feet. So you can read us a story. Or
All right. Well, that sounds good. I've never played solo acoustic shows in Tassie before, so I'm really excited that I'm finally coming down. And I've never played in Devonport before, so I'm really looking forward to it, the weekend.
Now, it's the Strange Loop Tour. Are you doing the whole album or just snippets?
A fair bit of it, yeah. A fair bit of this album and my previous solo record and, maybe a couple of something for Kate tunes, a couple of covers. Just, I mix it up. That's the other good thing about playing by myself is that I don't necessarily have to stick to a set list because I'm not going to annoy anybody else if I change my mind. So I tend to just go with the flow.
Geez, Jess, I might have to chuck a Red Bull in and head on down.
Yeah, we'll definitely be a little bit weary on Friday morning, I reckon, but that's okay. We appreciate when artists don't forget the smaller corners of Australia. Do you enjoy being on the road?
Oh, I absolutely love it, yeah. Playing live is about, my favourite thing to be doing, and I like to get out on tour as often as I possibly can. So, I like to try and get to places that that maybe other bands don't always get to. I don't know. I'm happy to play anywhere, anytime. So
awesome.
It's always fun.
Now you released the album in May. You're getting good reviews.
From what I can gather, it's been a really positive response across the board. I haven't. No one's told me it sucks yet.
Well, so, I was going to say you're pretty game if you walk up to your face and go, mate, your album sucks.
Yeah, maybe I'm just surrounding myself with yes men, but it's been really, really great so far, and we've been on tour for the past 6 weeks or so, and the shows have all been sold out, the crowds have been fantastic, so I think that's the best indication you can hope for.
When does the tour wrap up, and what are your plans for over the summer? Doing any festivals, or...?
Let's see. After this weekend in Tassie, we go up to the Sunshine Coast for a festival up there, and there's going to be some other things over the summertime that I don't think I can tell you about yet. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely going to be keeping busy across the summer. So lots of fun fun things coming up.
I can't believe we're talking about festival season already. It feels like no time ago that we were chatting to you about the last festival season, and now we're back here again in September.
I know, it's crazy. It's already, I mean, we had a taste of some spring weather last week in Melbourne, and it already feels like winter's sort of coming to an end, so things are looking up.
Remember, though, you are about to land in Devonport on Thursday, so don't get too excited just yet.
Well, I checked the weather. It looks okay. I mean, it's pretty crap in Melbourne right now.
Yeah, it's so probably similar.
it's going to be good. I love Tassie, and it's going to be fun.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to welcoming you here once again. Do you ever get frustrated by the title Something for Kate's Paul Dempsey? Would you rather just be known as Paul Dempsey?
No, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. I'm Something for Kate that's still going strong, so I still do both things. I think what frustrates me more is that, you know, when I do go out and do solo things as Paul Dempsey, people automatically assume that Something for Kate must have broken up, which isn't the case. So, if anything, I wish people wouldn't assume that just because I've made a solo record, the band is over.
Yeah.
Something for Kate's going to be out on tour in November, actually, so doing some Day on the Green shows. So
fantastic.
I feel really lucky to be able to do both things, and I'm sort of obviously proud of Something for Kate, so it doesn't bother me.
Mate, we're Australian. We're quick to judge. It's in our nature.
I guess it's not judgment. I guess it's just the assumption, yeah. Solo records people always go, the band must be over, I just like mixing it up.
It's awesome. Fantastic. Well, as we say, we're really looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night at Tapas Doors from 8 o'clock. And who's supporting you?
Supporting me is Laska, a Tasmanian artist, and she's doing all three shows. So can't wait to see her play as well.
Some local support. We love it.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for your time, mate. See you soon.
Great. Thanks for having me. Cheers, guys. See ya.